Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of the Celtics, they're down by 20.
What?
In the fourth of the Cavaliers.
They're not the Bulls.
So much for not being challenged on their way to the championship.
So now...
I love when the Celtics lose. It makes me happy.
The Celtics are the Bulls.
Although that guy's great.
Now to the commencement speech. Boy, that everyone's talking about.
This is something else. I didn't go to my college graduation, so I don't know.
This was at Ohio State.
Did you go to yours?
No. Wait, did I? No. I don't think so.
Really? You don't know?
Well, I didn't walk? I didn't
walk.
I know that. But was I there for the... I don't think I was. No, I don't think I went. It didn't mean anything to me. I had the piece of paper.
Yeah.
Ceremonies to me are...
Yeah, I don't...
Don't you do that more for your parents than anything else?
They're very fluffy.
Generally, graduations, like, kids don't really care. It's the parents. They're like, I need to see Johnny cross the stage.
Yeah, my parents knew. We're not doing that. It's just so we know. Sorry. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
So this was at Ohio State. The commencement speaker was social entrepreneur, investor, and Ohio State alum Chris Pant.
Okay.
Never heard of him.
I've heard this, but I haven't seen him. What's his name?
Chris Pan.
Because I got a good idea of what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks exactly like you would think.
Chris Pan, huh?
Yeah.
P-A-N-N or?
P-A-N. More than 12,000 students and their families piled into the big, what do they call it, the horseshoe there?
Yeah.
And he was the keynote speaker.
Oh, he's an Asian man.
Yep. And he said... He said that when he wrote his speech, he posted this on LinkedIn, that when he wrote the speech, he wanted it to be more heartfelt, so he did ayahuasca.
Oh. He did ayahuasca when he was writing the speech?
Correct.
Maybe he shouldn't have done that.
Well, you be the judge. I have a couple of minutes here. This is, okay, so we all know what a commencement speech usually is, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
There's some good ones. There's some bad ones.
Yeah.
Some boring ones. Some really great ones.
Let me just say this for the record. In my opinion, it should be illegal to give a commencement speech more than, I'm going to say 6 minutes. You got 6 minutes.
Well, this goes back to our theory that any speech of any kind should be less than 6 minutes.
Tighten it up.
It doesn't matter what it is.
There's no reason.
You can get anything in 6 minutes.
Because some of these things are like 35, 40 minutes, and that's ridiculous.
Yes, dude.
Gall darn ridiculous.
Okay, so here's a little bit. It's about two and a half minutes, and this is real.
Yeah.
This is what he did for his commencement speech, and when he wrote this, he was high on ayahuasca, and if you don't know what ayahuasca is, it's the psychedelic that
doing an S-ton of mushrooms, and you're going to puke. And
the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to get started by moving our energy, getting our energy flowing. So if you're able to, please stand... And follow my movement.
You lost me.
Yeah, already out.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning.
Take a deep breath. Get real high. And I scream at the top of my lungs. One more time. little louder. Wake up in the morning.
This is real.
Take a deep breath. Scream at the top of my lungs. All right, everybody, to the right. Hey, hey, hey. Left.
Thought this was a good idea.
So he wasn't on it here?
No,
he wrote it on Iowa.
Well, how do you go through with this, man?
Well, I think he thinks it's... Well, listen, can I tell you something about him real quick?
Right, now just bounce a little bit. We got this.
By the way, they pan through the crowd. Yeah. They're flabbergasted. They don't know what to do.
In. Inhale. Two, three, four. Hold. Two.
Sounds like
three,
Mr. Garrison, by the
four,
way.
Four, exhale, two, three.
Take some Eric Roberts
four,
home in a doggy bag.
Hold, two, three, four. So what we just did, please have a seat. Thank you. Where did my speech go?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh.
So what we just did is called box breathing. It's used by the Navy SEALs to remain calm and think clearly in stressful situations. Now that we're more present, let's start with a parable. Three blind men touch an elephant. The first one says, "It's a snake." And the second one argues, "No, it's a wall." And the third one rebuts, "No, it's a rope." None of them are wrong, but their perspectives are limited. My goal today is to share new perspectives that will lead you to financial, emotional, and spiritual freedom.
Let me be justified in throwing something at him at this point, or no?
That was just the start of it.
It goes on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he goes on to start to sell them crypto.
Yeah.
He does a big speech on...
Yeah.
Because he says, you guys are going to have some hard times financially because you... Because you're college graduates, you're not going to make any money. You should look into crypto. And he goes into this whole thing about crypto. I mean, it's unbelievable. And by the way, let me tell you this about him that may help you piece this all together.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated from Ohio State in 1999. He got his master's at Harvard Business. He is the founder of something called MyIntent.org,
mm-hmm.
the mission of which is to facilitate meaningful conversations and positive energy.
He's like a modern-day Richard Simmons, is what
yeah,
he is.
So he's like...
Yeah, he's super...
So he believes that kind of... You
yes.
know.
By the way, now I am no Navy SEAL, but I'm willing to guess that no Navy SEAL has ever done anything like what he just did.
No, I did read something after he said that some SEALs came out and clarified. They do some like counting breathing method that helps them fall asleep quickly when they're out. But I don't think it was that.
They don't sing.
No, they don't chant together. Yeah. Oh, you don't think they sing Four Non-Blondes out on the front lines?
Yeah.
I said hey.
It would be terrifying. The Navy SEALs, before they blow up your door and come in with their dogs and everything, they're outside singing Four Non-Blondes.
That's pretty cool. What's going on? Well, yeah.
You hear helicopter coming through the mountains in Pakistan, and then all of a sudden,
it's actually pretty cool.
Gosh almighty.
Eerie.
US of A is coming, baby.
Imagine just sitting there, like you don't want to be there. It's hot, it's muggy, and this jackass is doing calisthenics, singing the Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah, he.
That's what I said, I think at that point I am justified in throwing something.
He then went and did a magic trick.
Yeah, with like the president, right?
with the 64-year-old president of the school who is mortified.
Yes.
Like, so that was the Ohio State commencement.
So maybe I'm naive, but the school just clearly is not asking for the speech beforehand. I thought that they like vet these things, and maybe they just assumed you're such a prestigious alumni.
I guess.
It's above board. But like when kids are speaking, they read those, right?
I don't know.
I think they do.
I don't know, bro. It's good stuff.
Let me just state for the record that if you ever get asked to offer a commencement address, I understand. It's a great honor, but I can assure you, no one in that building cares. No one's going to remember a damn thing that you said. It's not going to make an impact on anyone's life. So, again, keep it short. It's an honor. Go up there, have a couple words of wisdom, and then sit the hell down, all right? You aren't changing anyone's life. It's never happened. In the history of these speeches, No one has ever been sitting in the front row getting ready to make horrible life decisions. No one's like, you know what? I'm going to do all the blow and get just get all these hookers, and then I'm going to like I'm gonna you know, go to the Middle East and just see what happens. Like, that's never happened. And then someone giving the speech and be like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to buy crypto and stay home and work real hard. Just stop.
Well, does it help you that he promised them all bracelets?
Yeah, with like your word on them or whatever.
Yeah. For listening to him talk about Bitcoin.
Could I throw the bracelet at him?
He then led the class of 2024 in another musical number. He topped it off with This Little Light of Mine. He did.
That's his...
Not even kidding. I don't have audio of that part, but he did. And he then talked about how young people can heal divisions in the world.
Because the youth are doing such a bang-up job right now.
Yeah. So he was high on ayahuasca when he wrote it. I guess he saw no problem with going through with it. And as Buck said, you better believe they're going to vet those speeches now.
Do you think he reread it after he had done it? After he'd written it?
Yeah, I think he...
Because sober, he still thought that was an okay idea, which is really concerning.
Yeah.
Like, I can get that someone on ayahuasca would write that and think it's great then. Looking back at it, you got to be like, oh, no, I got to scrap this, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all done something when we're under the influence, but when you sober up, the key is, I've never once been in a bad state where once I sober, I'm like, hey, that was a great idea. I really came up with something. Like, unless you're Keith Richards and you're writing Start Me Up, other than that, it's a good idea has never happened in that state. It's not good. And you decided to go, and of all the songs, you decided to go with, hey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You couldn't think of a better song that
slaps?
Yeah,
that is a really weird choice.
You know, to be fair, someone on the text line asks, wouldn't you rather sit through that than a regular commencement speech? At least you're entertained.
Are you really entertained?
I don't know. Aren't the others like way more cliche? Got something newsworthy to talk about.
I'm with that guy. I would not be able to take my eyes off Mr. Pan. I'd be like, what is next? He did a freaking magic trick with the president.
He sang four non-blondes.
This Little Light of Mine. I mean, yes, sign me up. What is next? This is great.
I will give credit. My daughter graduated from high school a couple years back, and we went because my son, he didn't get one because of the pandemic. So we went to my daughter's, and so I was bracing for being there a long time. That entire ceremony with the kids walking up and getting their diplomas and everything, and a musical number, by the way, which was, boy, a couple of the boys did a song that I think they wrote themselves. It was, it was something else. The whole thing, 54 minutes. I was like, holy hell.
Wow.
To Mountain View High School. Whoever was in charge of that, who was keeping that thing moving along, you, sir, or ma'am, were doing the Lord's work that day. I could not believe when it was ending. I was like, "What? No, we're done?"
Well, I think they know now.
Oh,
like people,
it was amazing.
Because I went to one. Where was I? I don't remember. But I went to actually a couple. in the last couple of years, and they both moved along really fast. Like, they just, they know.
I think we've reached that point now.
Super duper.
I want someone to go up and do, like, the Oscar speech where they're like, thank you, this was a great honor, and everyone good luck. And then just sit down. That should be the valedictorian speech. Thank you, and good night.
The Texters are saying that he's straight singing along, and he asked the crowd to join in. He most definitely thought that was a great idea, even sober. That he went through with it, and
it's tough.
Yeah. Chris Pan is his name, Ohio State commencement speech. If you want to see the whole thing, you can.
But at least he had the balls to put himself out there, because he really didn't think he was going to get the crowd going. And you got to – that's a big –
but don't we all know
that
guy?
It's a big matzo ball out there. When you throw that out there and it doesn't land.
You know that guy, right?
Yeah.
Like that guy, the super rosy guy who's just like – it's like, dude, you are so out to lunch. Shut up. You're wrong. But at the same time, you're also somewhat jealous of how he thinks everything is so great.
Yeah.
You know, and like so positive. Like, I love that. I'm jealous of that.
People that can have that sort of confidence, it really is like a superpower. You know, it really is. In any sort of social situation, you know, we've been there, like, you know, where you're at a restaurant or whatever, and one dude stands up and starts dancing, like they got like some music playing in the background. He just gets up in the middle and starts shaking it. You're like, whoa. Because in his mind, he's like, yep, I'm going to get this started right now. And then he's like, who's joining in? And no one's joining in. Doesn't stop him. He's still out there getting it done. That guy, he's an unstoppable force.
Yeah. Did you hear Bin Laden's final words?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think it's been written about that his final words were, hey, is that Four Non Blondes? Thank you. Put one in his ear hole. All right. Zoo goers are outraged. Why? Next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.